Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
We're going to do a deep dive on some of the big global events from the past year. The ones your students may have been reading about in The Juice.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with the topic of war and conflict.
Okay.
No shortage of that this past year, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, no.
The Israel-Hamas war, for instance, reached its one-year mark back in October.
Yeah, that conflict began with Hamas fighters crossing into Israel,
right,
leading to casualties and hostage situations.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, it escalated to involve Lebanon's Hezbollah as well.
Right.
You know, maybe you could even discuss the complexities of this conflict with your kids.
Oh, that's a good point.
Exploring the different perspectives involved and the challenges of achieving peace in the region.
It's definitely been a heavy and complicated situation.
For sure.
Losses on both sides. Then there's the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, which entered its second year this year.
Right. That conflict continues, and Russia has gained some territory.
Mm.
But there are growing concerns about Ukraine's resources.
I can see why.
Especially with some U.S. aid being blocked.
Right.
Zelensky's recent report highlighted the significant military and civilian casualties,
really
underscoring the human cost of this conflict.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, this is another one that could be a good opportunity to talk with your kids about the impact of war on a country's people and infrastructure, and also the role of international alliances.
It's a reminder that these events, while happening far away, have very real and devastating consequences.
Absolutely.
For those involved. Moving on, we had the Syrian civil war finally coming to an end.
Oh, wow.
After 13 years.
13 years. Rebel forces ultimately succeeded in overthrowing the Assad regime.
Wow.
Assad fled to Russia, leaving Syria's future quite uncertain.
Yeah, I can imagine.
The sheer scale of the conflict and the hundreds of thousands of casualties over the years are just staggering.
It really is.
This could open up discussions about the factors that lead to such prolonged conflicts,
mm-hmm.
the role of international actors,
right,
and the challenges of rebuilding a nation after such devastation.
It's definitely a lot to process, even for adults.
Yeah.
And then there's the Sudan civil war.
Right.
Which continues to rage on.
Yes. The situation in Sudan is dire.
Yeah.
Over 12 million people have been displaced both internally and externally.
Wow.
The threat of famine and disease looms large.
Oh, gosh.
And the UN has issued calls for international aid to address the humanitarian crisis.
That's really unfortunate.
It is.
Yeah.
This situation really highlights the devastating impact of conflict on civilian populations,
mm-hmm.
particularly in terms of displacement and access to basic necessities.
Right.
It might be a good opportunity to discuss the importance of humanitarian aid and how individuals can contribute to relief efforts.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It is a lot. So shifting gears a bit.
Okay.
Let's look at the state of democracy globally.
All right.
The Economist Intelligence Unit released their annual report.
Right.
And the findings were a bit concerning.
Yeah. They reported a decline in democracies worldwide.
Really?
More people are living under authoritarian regimes.
Wow.
And many elections are predicted to be unfair.
Okay.
Even though we are expecting record voter turnout in 2024.
Huh. It does make you think about the fragility of democracy.
Yeah.
It's a good reminder to talk with kids about how precious those democratic values are.
Absolutely.
And how important it is to protect them.
Couldn't agree more.
And speaking of democracy.
Yeah.
The U.S. remains classified as a flawed democracy for the 8th year in a row.
Wow.
Which is
8 years in a row.
Yeah.
That classification really prompts reflection on the state of American democracy.
It does.
What are its strengths and weaknesses?
Wow.
What factors contribute to this flawed status?
Yeah.
This could spark some really interesting conversations with your kids about civic engagement,
mm-hmm.
the importance of voting, and the role of government.
It's a good reminder that democracy is something we need to actively participate in.
For sure.
Not just observe from the sidelines. You know, as we're discussing these events, it strikes me how resilient people are.
Oh, absolutely.
Whether it's the Ukrainians facing the ongoing Russian invasion.
Right.
Or the Sudanese people grappling with civil war.
Mm-hmm.
There's this incredible strength in the face of adversity.
It's true.
It really makes you wonder what the conversations are like in those homes.
Yeah.
How do parents even begin to explain these events to their children?
That's a powerful thought.
Yeah. So to our listeners out there, as you navigate these complex and sometimes challenging times, remember that you are not alone.
And remember that even amidst the darkness, there are countless individuals and organizations working tirelessly to build a brighter future.
And we each have a role to play in that effort, however big or small.
That's right.
Thanks for joining me for this deep dive into some of the most important global events of the past year.
It's been a pleasure.
And to our listeners, we encourage you to continue the conversation, seek understanding, and never stop learning. Until next time, stay curious.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.